Unethical ways to make money with credit cards. The Apple Store method. In order for this to work, you have to have a debit card and a credit card, preferably a credit card that has a high limit so you can spend more. And you'll see why in a minute here. So technically, you walk into Apple and you request to buy multiple MacBooks or whatever the most expensive thing is in store that you can walk out of and not have too much to carry. Now, here's the key. When you're paying for these laptops, you're going to pay for them with two cards. You're going to put about $100 to $500 on your debit card, and you're going to put the rest of the amount on the credit card. Now, when it comes to the credit card, you want to do it on a card that's giving you a high multiplier at Apple stores. So something like an Amex Gold card, something like an Apple card, which is giving you 3x back at Apple. Because what's going to happen is with this money that you're spending at Apple, you're getting some cash back and you want to be able to keep that cash back. So let's say hypothetically you spend $20,000 on these MacBook Pros. Let's say you put $19,000 on the Apple card and you put $1,000 on your debit card. 3% of $19,000 is about $570, I believe. I know what you're probably thinking, but Rod, when I return this, the money is going to go right back and I'm going to lose all the cash back. No, there's a loophole around that. So remember when I told you to pay a percentage of that purchase on the debit card? What you can do is you can either come back the next day or later that day and return all of those MacBooks that you just purchased. But now what you're doing is you're going to request for the return to go onto the debit card, basically the full $20,000. And the reason you're able to do this is because when you initially did the transaction, you did what's called a split payment. You split it between debit and credit, even though majority of the purchase was on credit. But since you did the split payment, you can put the full return on your debit card. So now what happens here? Well, with the Apple card, they think that you just spent $20,000 and they credited you those $570 in cash back. And they don't know that you just returned these MacBooks, but you got the return on your debit card. So you end up keeping the entire $570 that you just got in cash back on the Apple card because you did the return on your debit card. Now, unfortunately, this method has been patched. Once Apple discovered this, they made a change on their POS, which no longer allowed people to do the split payment method.